Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's jump into it. First up, a judge has blocked the Justice Department's subpoenas of the Federal Reserve. Apparently, they were trying to get information on Jerome Powell and potentially other Fed officials as part of some probe into Trump's rivals.
Wait, the Justice Department going after the Fed? That sounds intense. So, what exactly were they hoping to find?
That's the million-dollar question. The details are a bit murky, but it seems like the DOJ was looking for evidence that the Fed was somehow undermining Trump or helping his political opponents. The judge basically said the whole thing smelled political and shut it down.
So the judge thought it was a politically motivated fishing expedition? That's pretty damning. What happens now?
Well, the DOJ is appealing the decision, so this could drag on for a while. It'll be interesting to see if they can actually make a case that these subpoenas were legitimate and not just a way to harass the Fed.
Absolutely. Okay, what's next on the list?
Tragically, a KC-135 tanker crashed in Iraq. All six airmen on board were killed.
Oh no, that's awful. In friendly airspace, the article says? What happened?
The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Given the ongoing conflict in the region, there's speculation about whether it was a mechanical failure or something else. It's a tough situation, especially with the heightened tensions.
Yeah, that's just heartbreaking. My thoughts are with their families. I can't imagine what they're going through. Moving on, what else is happening?
This is a heavy one. The suspect in the Michigan synagogue attack, the one that was thankfully stopped, had lost family in an Israeli strike on Lebanon.
Wow, okay. So, that throws a whole new layer of complexity onto this. It doesn't excuse the attack, of course, but it does provide some context, however tragic.
Exactly. The article emphasizes this isn't meant to justify the attack, but it's important to understand the potential motivations behind it. The suspect was killed during a gunfight with security, so we may never know the full story.
It's just a terrible situation all around. All right, switching gears again. What's Trump saying about the Iran war now?
Get this, he says the war will end when he feels it in my bones. I kid you not, that's a direct quote.
He what? Feels it in his bones? Is he consulting a psychic now? That's not exactly a strategic foreign policy statement.
Right? The article also points out that there are mixed messages coming from the administration about Iran, some saying they've already won, others saying they've got to finish the job. It's a mess.
It's definitely concerning. And, finally, what's going on with the TSA?
TSA workers missed a full paycheck due to the shutdown, but travelers are still paying airport security fees. Basically, the system is still taking money, but the people providing the service aren't getting paid. It's a pretty clear illustration of how the shutdown is affecting everyday people.
That's so messed up. They're still collecting the fees, so where's that money going? It's just adding insult to injury for those workers. Hopefully, they resolve this shutdown soon.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the headlines for today. A lot to unpack, as always.
Definitely. Thanks for breaking it all down. Check back in tomorrow for more.